From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Thursday, April 23rd.
Coming up, California announced that Yuba County is poised to get its first state park.
Also, more on this week's contentious vote on a major infrastructure project that would reshape downtown Chico.
But first, Simpson University in Reading is trying to gain support for establishing a regional medical school. University representatives and local medical professionals expressed support for the proposal at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting this week. The school's president is asking the county for $10 million to help get the project off the ground. Supervisor Kevin Cry showed support for the proposal ahead of the county's upcoming budget talks.
This board has an opportunity to do something in June that will affect this county for 50 to 100 years. And we can sit on our hands and say, oh, we're not going to do it. But I would just encourage you guys, do the work. And if you guys come back and make a great case of why we shouldn't spend the $10 million on that, then I'd say you're right.
Other supervisors were skeptical, asking for more details before the county commits millions to a project spearheaded by a private university. The board did not take any immediate action on the proposal because the item was for discussion only.
Yuba County is getting a state park, its first. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement yesterday. The park will be located on 2,000 acres along the Feather River near Olivehurst. Newsom also announced the addition of two other parks, both in the San Joaquin Valley. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the latest additions reflect a renewed effort by California to expand its state park system, which has added only one new park in the last decade. It's not yet known when the parks will open.
Moving to Butte County, a major project that would reshape Chico's downtown is in serious jeopardy after the city council again failed to move it forward this week. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, the decision all came down to the mayor.
Mayor Casey Reynolds appeared ready to break a tie and vote yes on the proposed downtown revitalization project. The proposal would remove a lane for cars on Broadway and Main Streets while adding bike lanes and wider sidewalks. But Reynolds voted no for the second time this month, saying there are too many unknowns to proceed.
I see you. I understand. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying. Trust me. We're learning things tonight that we did not even know.
One of those things was learning that Enloe Health is against losing traffic lanes. A representative said the hospital also wasn't properly consulted. City staff pushed back on that claim, saying that Enloe has been in the loop the entire time. It was unclear whether the project would get another vote. The mayor abruptly ended the meeting after people in the audience began shouting. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
The Live Life Juice storefront in downtown Oroville will close on Saturday. Co-owner Angelina Britton Rasmussen tells the Chico Enterprise Record the shop wasn't losing money, but wasn't thriving enough to keep up with rising costs for goods and gas. Britton Rasmussen runs two other locations in Chico with her sisters, Abigail and Autumn. The Chico stores at Merriam Park and in downtown are staying open, and they may offer deliveries to customers in Oroville in the future.
In state news, a bill aiming to make it easier for cities to break away from PG&E and form their own publicly owned utility provider failed at the state capitol on Tuesday. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The bill sought to limit the California Public Utilities Commission's power in overseeing the sales of electricity and gas infrastructure to cities who want to use it to create their own public provider. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco authored the bill. He argued it would allow cities to pursue cheaper options for energy as PG&E customers experience rate hikes and blackouts. Wiener also says PG&E's lobbying efforts against the bill ultimately resonated with lawmakers on the Senate Energy Committee, where the bill died.
This is a long-term battle with PG&E, and it's really tragic that PG&E has so much power that it's just able to stymie cities and communities from taking their energy future into their own hands.
In the committee process, PG&E argued the bill could lead to rate hikes for remaining PG&E customers and job losses for utility workers, claims Wiener rejects. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Turning to the arts, a local clown collective is bringing its theater experience, Welcome to Clowntown, to Chico this weekend. Creators Emily Einspar and Sierra Hall studied clowning at the Church of Clown in San Francisco. They've been hoping to bring what they learned to the Chico art scene. Here's Hall about the show.
It's been in the works for a few years now that we've just been talking about trying to open up a clown scene in Chico because it's something we're both so passionate about.
The show will offer art installations and a variety of show and DJ sets. Einspar says guests will see something special.
I think the kind of clowning that we do is a very unique, interactive experience, and I'm just really excited for the people of Chico to kind of get to experience it.
Welcome to Clown Town is happening this Saturday at the Mulberry Music Station. Read more at mynspr.org.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.